that? It's T-Tac.
Hey, what's up? Nice show on TFM, and you're back with your boy TP here. Based on the 1994 original first-person sci-fi horror game, the 2023 System Shock gave fans a nostalgic gameplay with its terrifying recreation. So, System Shock, as the story sets on a space station that has been taken over by an aggressive AI named Shodan, S-H-O-D-A-N, and it's discovered that the crew is dead, but actually not dead. They have been mutated to become some sort of a monster, and that the AI system has taken over the entire ship. So your job here as a player is to explore the abandoned ship with the labyrinth layout, because it's really, really confusing, filled with mutated dead space crew, and then you have to solve the puzzle and get yourself out. I don't know how the players end up on there. You gotta watch the story for that, but I say this is quite a horror game though, because AI turning you into monster, now that's something that we might be able to see in the near future. Just saying. TFM.
Welcome to T-Tac.
Hello, hello, Night Show TFM here. Welcome back to the show, it's TB. Now, another horror game is called Mundown, M-U-N-D-A-U-N, or it's called Mundown, where it is an indie horror game with a unique black and white pencil art style and strange missions. The game follows Curdin, C-U-R-D-I-N, a boy, who returns to his hometown for his grandfather's funeral. And what happens next is some horrifying secrets waiting for Curdin to solve and unveil. There are very little directions in the game providing for players over its narrative, so it is actually up to players to explore themselves the entire story on their own. Mundown has fascinating visuals, a great soundtrack, and unique narrative based on the Swedish folklore, so it has managed to captivate some of the audiences and the gamers to play the game. So if you think like you can take on this indie horror game and you haven't tried it at all, go try it. Mundown, M-U-N-D-A-U-N, TFM.
Ooh, T-Tac is here.
Whoa, 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 Nesho DFM here. Hey, what's up? You're back with me, TB. One of the best horror games out there is Sons of the Forest. It had smashing success when it was released in early access, and then it sold 2 million copies in just 24 hours. But up until today, right, the game has yet to be fully launched. However, it can be played with friends online or solo, and centers around collecting and crafting different times to uncover a disturbing mystery, revealing more facts about the mutated people on the island, which will continue to chase you when they see you, and you will have to hide, you will have to avoid them, or you can actually fight back, but which usually ended in not a good thing. I've seen streamers playing this. It's actually quite horrifying because they never stop chasing you, and it's really, really scary when people chases you, because you gotta look back, look front, look back, look right, and look at the surrounding. Ugh, crazy. There's a huge map for players to explore while encountering different enemies and hidden secrets of the game. Sons of the Forest, I dare you to try it. TFM.